live?
Mm-hmm. We're live right now, but not when the people are listening.
We are alive. Do not disassemble.
It's Megan.
And Brooks.
This is
Brew
Show.
A comedy
duo.
Oh, God.
We're so funny.
We are. We're hilarious.
One of these days, we're going to be super famous.
Mm-hmm. Probably already super famous over where? In Germany?
In Germany, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hunda, hinda. No, that's like Dutch. What? Isn't it? Hinga, dinga,
dinga. To Germany. They might not like us anymore now.
No, maybe not.
Yeah.
Or maybe they think it's hilarious.
Maybe they're probably laughing so hard right now.
No, I was like, I don't know why I started saying that. It reminded me of when I started saying it. Not, you know, when we said Germany. The SpongeBob episode when it was Happy Leif Erikson Day. They were dressed like Vikings. Yeah. And that they would just say hunga hinga dung.
Is that still a thing? Like, I remember on Facebook for like the longest time, there was always these postings of like National Whatever Day.
Oh yeah, they still do that.
They still do that. Like, I don't see them as much anymore. I used to see them like every day when I checked Facebook.
Yesterday,
I was like, who's making this shit up?
Yesterday was National French Fry Day, but McDonald's participated and gave you a free medium fry.
What?
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. They don't care either. They're just going to use it for promotions.
Right, yeah.
I mean, where is this coming from? Who's deciding this stuff?
Like, there is a find out what day it is today website, and you can look up what your birthday is, and I think it's just random people.
I mean, that's what decisions. It is, right? Like, just like, they wake someone woke up and is like, man, I can go for some French fries. You know what? It's National French Fry Day.
Mm-hmm.
Just post it, and then it spreads like wildfire.
What if people tried to come up with something and it didn't take? You know,
like, you know, we should come up with National CISPO Show Day.
Oh my God, we should. It should be today.
Everyone has to listen to it.
July 14th. Annual or weekly CISPO Show Day. Weekly.
It should probably be on the upload day, though, so people can listen to it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to post it yet. Today's National CISPO Show Day, and I don't see anything posted. So I think they're just recording today. I don't know.
They're so confusing.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah. Was the last week, so then that how it works?
See, you went in a different direction. I was thinking, like, somebody got arrested, and they're like, no, it's National Beat Your Wife Day.
They pull out the cop, pull off on checking. Wow, he's right. Yeah, I'm loose. Yeah, have a good day. Sorry, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. But tomorrow, no more beating.
No more beating. You better not do it.
So, what you been up to?
I've been working.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, doing that. A lot of people doing that. Oh, I've been collecting gear and whatnot for some possible camping.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The same kind of gear we can possibly use to hunt the great white monkey back.
Exactly. Ulterior motives.
Where are y'all going camping?
I don't know yet. We're just getting all the stuff together for it, and then we'll decide where to go. We might do like a test run or something like that, like go somewhere and then just like maybe to our dad's house and just camp somewhere in the woods in the backyard.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a test run.
Right, right. What if it doesn't go well? Does that mean you just won't go camping ever again?
And never again. We just come walking out of the woods in the middle of the night to go back to the house. I'm like, that was terrible. What were we thinking?
Well, what if you have to use the bathroom? Are you going to use it in the woods? Or are you going to go to daddy's house?
I don't know. I'm using it in the woods.
Even your morning poops?
Wouldn't it be my first time pooping in the woods?
I've never pooped in the woods.
Never?
Never.
Mm-mm. It's a little scary.
I've peed plenty of times in the woods.
Well, Yeah. So many times I can't even keep count.
Well, I mean, growing up, we only had one bathroom, and if I had to go really bad, I'd just go outside and pee.
Yeah. And I'm a guy, so that's easy enough for me, too.
Yeah. Well, I had my spot. I would squat down, like, you know, the corner of the house where it goes in, and then my bedroom would come out, that little corner right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's my peeing spot.
So you peed in the corner.
Well, there's a road, you know, in front of the house, and then that road beside the house.
So that's one spot.
Yeah. I didn't want nobody seeing me. The neighbor could have saw me.
Yeah, the neighbor.
But,
I'm pretty sure I peed in that corner too.
Oh yeah.
But my back's turned, and I could do stuff like I'm looking around, like I'm inspecting something.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I'm like peeing. So at first glance, no one's going to really know what I'm doing.
Well, you can just stand up.
The side, I'm like, yeah, I'm standing with my back to him, so they're like, oh, he must be looking at something, and they don't think anything of it.
I have to squat with my pants around my ankle, so.
Yeah, I don't think you can't really disguise that as anything else.
Pretty obvious. Yeah. One time I went back there, and I was getting ready to pee, and I looked down, and there was a damn snake.
I saw a snake in that corner, too.
It could have been my butt. So I went and screamed for daddy, and he went and got it and threw it in the neighbor's yard. It was a green snake, so it wasn't.
Oh,
but I don't like snakes.
You didn't pee on it?
No. I'll
take that.
I didn't want it to bite my butt.
I mean, that's a good call.
Yeah. But it would have been a good story. Like, how'd you get that on your butt? I got bit by a snake.
Got bit by a snake while I was peeing.
I was trying to pee on it. And
yeah, I tried to pee on the snake one time and it bit me.
I didn't like it.
Who knew? Nature, unpredictable, you know?
Mm-hmm. So... what's new with me? Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah. Moving on.
We bought a house.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's one that just been built, so nobody's lived in it before. So we're the only ones that get to fuck it up.
So it's brand spanking new.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We had the inspection yesterday. And, like, I asked my real estate agent, I was like, so this is brand new. Do we really have to get it inspected? And she's like, I would, you know, recommend it. And damned if that inspector didn't find some shit.
Oh, man. What did he find?
Well, he found where the HVAC system, like, I guess, where water comes out of it or something.
Yeah.
Like the pipe for it, you know, to drain.
Yeah, where does the condensation?
Yeah, it's right up against the foundation. So the water is pooling at the foundation.
Mm.
Yeah, and he said that needs to be fixed because you don't want that. You definitely don't want that. He found some holes like behind a toilet, I guess where they installed it.
Hmm.
And the inside of the cabinets where the sink is are peeling for some reason. And in the attic, there is like a beam that's got a big crack in it.
Huh?
Yeah. Like stuff I would have never looked for, you know. I didn't notice it at all.
Man.
But I guess that's his job to look at this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think they know about that stuff.
Yeah. So I'm glad we got it done because now they'll have to fix that stuff before we move in. And since we're dealing with the builder and not another person, closing date is sooner than it would have been had we been dealing with a homeowner. So we're set to move in August 5th. So... in August, I'll be coming to you from my new studio.
Whoa. Does it still have that new house smell?
It does. That's the first thing I said when I walked into it.
Yeah.
New house smell. Yeah. The real estate agent laughed at me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny that I thought of that joke, too.
I know. We're so entertaining.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the kids are excited. I took the boys this past weekend to look at it because when we first looked at it, they weren't with us, so the girls got to look at it, and now Cooper and Henry have picked their rooms, and Hannah's fine with any room. She just wants her own damn room, because right now she's sharing with Vera and Melissa.
Oh.
Yeah. So. And Vera and Melissa will share. And oh my god, it's got a huge walk-in closet. Like, it's as big as one of the bedrooms.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that's going to be my studio.
I was just about to suggest that. That sounds like a pretty good studio.
Yeah. I mean, I'll get a little claustrophobic because I don't have a window, but, you know, if I'm got my mind on something else, maybe I won't think about it.
Yeah, like your mind on your money?
Mm-hmm.
And your money, on your mind.
Whenever I come from the new house, we do our podcast. I'll be sipping on gin and juice. Lay back. you know, I was reading the news this morning. I don't know why, because I never read the news.
But they just went out of the mornings. We're like, hey, what's going on out there?
I hadn't looked lately. Yeah. What am I missing? But so many people have died recently, like in the past couple of days. And like famous people, not just anybody.
Yeah.
Like John Travolta's wife died.
Oh.
Yeah. She had breast cancer, apparently, and she died. Mm. And then who else died? I'm kind of bringing the whole podcast down, but.
Yeah, this is the depressing section of the podcast. If you're having a good day, get ready for that to change.
some girl off of Glee, Naya something, she went boating with her 4-year-old and they jumped in the water to swim and she drowned. She got him back in the boat and then she went and drowned. Like, I don't get that. Like, I get that people can drown in the water. But I don't understand, like, do you just get too tired? Because as her 4-year-old said that he saw her in the water and then all of a sudden she went under and didn't come back up.
Huh. I know people get cramps and that can contribute to it.
Maybe.
But I think it's got to be like a pretty bad cramp for you not to be able to keep yourself on the surface or get yourself back in the boat.
Yeah, I know. And she didn't have a life jacket on, so everybody wear your life jackets when you're in the lake. Hmm. But her son did, and they found her son on the boat sleeping. So luckily her son didn't die, because that would have been way more sadder. And then the Asian guy from Mythbusters died.
Oh, I think I saw that on Facebook this morning, actually.
Yeah. He had I have this like crazy fear that certain things that are really rare is going to happen to me. Like, he died of a brain aneurysm. And I think it's because I used to watch Dr. G, Medical Examiner, and, like, every case was super rare because they sent it to her because they couldn't figure out why they died. So she had to figure it out. And, like, it just made me have this fear of these rare things happening, like the lake amoeba going into your nose and eating your brain.
Oh.
Yeah.
People I was in one where... this woman had died from a bunch of photographers taking pictures of her. And she had like this weird kind of like, not like a seizure, but like this weird reaction where she just kept sneezing and she ended up dying from that.
Really?
Yeah.
I sneeze a lot.
Well, I mean, oh my God, I sneeze so much. But I do from like camera flashes. And I was like, what?
Mm. Well, I mean, tons of people take my pictures all the time, and yeah, I'm fine. So,
and especially when we get famous.
Oh, yeah.
Paparazzi everywhere.
I'm pretty sure they're practicing right now because I see unknown cars drive by my house.
Yeah, I'm like, damn paparazzi.
That's what Daddy says.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a helicopter, he says, damn it, paparazzi.
We just try to live our lives.
Yeah.
I think I've done that before. I had someone would like have their phone out. I tell them no. Oh no, please no pictures. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, just like Daddy, when he was telling people, no, I'm not Batista, and nobody said anything. No. Yeah. So today they're making an announcement in North Carolina whether schools will go back in or not in August.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, what I thought was super stupid for Rockingham County Schools, and if anybody's listening and you're in this on the school board, you're dumb. They made the school calendar while we were out for COVID, okay? Mm. They started school super early, like August 17th. Like, you would think they would say, maybe we should push the date out just a little bit, you know? Instead of thinking about, you know, the best day to start schools for the new year. Also think about the best day to start because there's a fucking pandemic going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But there's like,
take that into account.
there's like a three plan system they actually elected or put together a panel of people to decide about the best things for the kids during COVID. And what sucks is Vera's getting ready to start kindergarten, and I don't want her first year of school to be like this, you know?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to virtually do kindergarten. It's getting you ready for school. It's teaching you how to learn in school. And honestly, she probably already knows everything she needs to know for kindergarten. Like, yeah. Because she's super smart and catches on. She knows how to write all of her letters. She knows how to spell her name. She knows her color shapes. She's starting to read, you know? So she's already ahead of the game. I wanted to get her ready because she'll be the youngest in her class probably, because she'll actually be four when she starts kindergarten, and then she'll turn five at the end of August. But anyways, I'm just waiting, hoping that they say schools can be open with precautions. I know Vera ain't gonna wear no mask on her face all day. I don't know if any elementary school students that'll do that.
Mm.
Damn, Melissa is, she'll be eight, and she was wearing a mask and was biting the inside of it. And I was like, come on now. You're not an animal. What the hell are you doing?
Didn't you get like some of that stuff like you do for like cats that you spray on plants?
Oh, yeah. It's like sour apple.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm thinking there's going to be here soon probably a round two of like lockdowns. Because I think California is already shutting down again.
Oh, yeah. So did Florida.
Yeah, and then like last time that happened, it was like the big places that shut down first, and then all the other, like, you know, everyone else kind of followed in their footsteps, whatever. And especially with, you know, July 4th, you know, not too far behind us, you know, it was already spiking in cases, and now, you know, we had a holiday pass where everyone was getting together and doing stuff.
Oh yeah, and plus all the protests that have been going on, and people just. Not like, I don't understand the people that get so mad about wearing a mask on Facebook. Like, I don't get it.
Wow.
Nobody is arresting people that aren't wearing masks, but they're trying to make it seem like the government has too much control to be able to tell us that we need to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe if they were like locking everybody up that didn't wear a mask, I would be like, yeah, maybe they got too much control. Yeah, but like, I was getting in an argument with a girl that posted something. She actually copied and pasted it from somewhere else, so she didn't even have an original thought about it. I was like, but there's seatbelt laws, and that's to protect you. So, like, where's the outrage over the seatbelt laws, you know? And she was like, breathing is a privilege. Driving is a privilege. Breathing is a right. And I was like, where in the Constitution does it say you have the right to breathe? And I was like, if that's the case, then where's the outrage over the factories and the gas guzzlers and the things that are polluting the air that are actually contributing to diseases and such and infringing on your right to breathe? And she hasn't answered me yet.
She's probably got to look up something real quick.
Yeah.
Find someone who answered that and then repost it.
I'm sure. I like to debate too much on Facebook. But hey, I don't get a lot of things. I don't get a lot of free time. And when I do, I like to fuck people up.
I can't even stay on Facebook that much these days. Like, I'll start looking and then I'll see those arguments like breaking out.
Yeah.
And then just like pretty much over like anything, especially with the election coming up or all this political stuff and then all the COVID stuff. And it's like, okay, yeah. I'm done. I just wanted to see like cool videos of like, you know, animals playing together or something.
Right.
But, you know.
I usually don't post anything. Like, I just post pictures and, you know, I post that we were getting a new house. I recently posted about this employee of the middle school that I was pissed off about, but I didn't say her name. I just want other people's opinions on her.
What you do?
Oh my god. So it's a little bit of a long story. Let's take a break first.
Oh, okay. All right, sounds good. We'll be back with that long story.
Yeah, we will. And we're back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Okay. So here's the story.
Okay.
The eighth graders, my son Cooper is in the eighth grade. He's actually going to high school. But they did a slideshow for the eighth graders since they didn't get their eighth grade graduation. And the staff member who was in charge of doing the slideshow they ask for everybody to send in pictures of their child. So I sent in a picture of Cooper holding his dog, a baby picture of Cooper, and then another like picture of Cooper when he was in school. She messaged me back and said, we need group photos and I can't post a picture of him with his pet or a baby picture. That's not what we're doing. And I'm like, okay. So I sent her some group photos. I watched group the slideshow. Yeah. Of him and his friends. I watched the slideshow and he's in it maybe twice, where every other student has like four or five times they're in it. And what do I see? Pictures of kids with their pets by themselves and baby pictures of kids.
Yeah. That bitch.
So I email her and I copy the principal, right? Now, I should have said this at the beginning. I actually went to school with this girl. So we have been friends on Facebook for a very long time, right? Mm-hmm. So I email her and copy the principal and ask, you know, hey, and I, you know, the principal can see the email that she sent me. I said, why did you put baby pictures and pictures of kids with their pets when you told me you weren't going to do that? And Cooper's not even in the slideshow twice. I was like, I'm a little bit hurt because, you know, this is my son's eighth grade graduation, basically, and he's not going to get another one. And he wasn't even in the slideshow half as much as the other kids. I was like, I just want to know why. Why did you do that? She never answered me. And then the bitch deleted me off of Facebook. So I know she read it. Yeah. So I feel like she's scared. Or she knows she did wrong. I mean, just give me an explanation. That's all I was looking for. Even if it was just, I'm sorry, I was rushed or anything. So the principal emails me back and says, she might not email you back because, actually she emails me back and says, sorry for that confusion. Hopefully she'll email you back. Well, she never does. So I email back and say, hey, I know you read the email because you deleted me off of Facebook. So I'm just waiting on your explanation. I think it's very unprofessional for you not to at least answer a parent of a child that goes to the school that you work at. So the principal emails me back and says, well, she's not paid over the summer, so she probably won't email you back. I was like, yeah, I would believe that if I didn't email her from the very beginning while school was still technically in session and she was getting paid. So it just made me so mad. So I kind of put her on blast on Facebook without saying who she was. But if anybody has a child in the middle school, they'll know who created the slideshow. And I had people message me and say that they didn't like her either.
Oh.
And if she thinks she won't have to deal with me again, she's sadly mistaken because Henry still goes to middle school. And if she treats him differently because of this, I will show my ass.
Literally.
Yes. Literally. And nobody wants literally. To see that. So I'm an adult and still dealing with middle school drama.
Middle school drama is the worst.
Bitches. I don't want to fight her, but Cooper was like, you need to fight her.
There's only one way to solve this, physical confrontation.
And Cooper doesn't even care at all. You know, I was like, she didn't put your picture in there. He was like, oh.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. I was like, no, Cooper, this is bad. Bad, bad, bad. And he's like, well, my picture is in there. I was like, yeah, but not as many as the other kids. Yeah, he don't care. But I care for him. That's why he has
a parent. You care enough for the both of you.
Yes. One day you'll understand. But maybe not. I don't know what your fertility... I don't know what your plans are there.
My fertility, wait, what?
I don't know if you plan to procreate.
Oh, it's still a possibility.
Mm. Have some offspring. Mm-mm. Just some waiting
baby,
on
baby Brooks.
The Sis Bro Show to take off, so people share so Brooks can have some kids.
we got to listen to this podcast so Brooks can have some babies.
We'll even broadcast on Facebook Live the baby's being born.
Like a live broadcast?
Yeah.
Like, this is Brooks. And I'm coming to you live from the what is it, the operation room?
It's not operation. The delivery room.
The delivery room.
Yeah. And Crystal, cussing you out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we'll edit that out later. It's like, oh, we're live. Oh shit.
And you like translate what she really meant was, I love you, baby.
I love you so much. I'm so glad we did this.
When I'm in pain and labor and during the actual given birth, I'm very vocal.
Yeah.
It hurts. You know? Like, we watched the Addams Family Values when she gives birth, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's just like, when they say push, and then the baby comes out. And I looked at Kevin, and I was like, that's how I give birth. And he's like, bullshit.
Well, I've had kidney stones, so I feel you.
Oh, yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you went through.
Fun times.
The best.
And then you think that's the worst, but no. Giving birth is just the beginning. Literally. And then you got to deal with middle school trauma.
It never stops.
It never stops. Somebody was asking in one of the parenting groups I'm in, like, what they can do about whining. Like, their kid whining too much. I was like, my oldest is 14, so if anybody knows, let me know too. Because mine's still whining. Anytime I ask him to do literally anything. Oh, why can't so-and-so do it? It's not fair. I always got to do it.
That's how I am right now.
When your wife asks you to do something.
No, when anyone asked me to do anything. Okay, at work, it's like, and they asked me, like, hey, can you go to the you know, Smalls area? And I'm like, oh, how come so-and-so can't do it? Like a Brooks. And I hang my arms down and kind of hunch him and go, oh, and I walk off.
Yeah, well, sort of like your job, I get to hold their pay over them, their allowance. I'm going to dock your allowance. Fun. They even asked for like bonuses. And I'm like, no, you don't get a bonus. You won. Maybe if you were doing the shit you were supposed to do without me telling you to, I would think about maybe giving you a bonus, whatever the hell.
Whatever a bonus. It would constitute as a bonus.
Yeah. I do the, when I was your age, I didn't get no allowance.
Yeah, I say the allowance sounds nice.
Yeah, and I still had to do everything. I was like, I washed dishes more than any of my siblings. And they're like, no, you didn't. It's like, yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I said, usually they would rinse, but it was because daddy wanted done right, and he knew that y'all would fuck it up. So he made me do it.
I did yard work more than anyone.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure, actually, I did yard work. That, like, not more than anyone, but I did all the
yeah,
I was the only one that mowed and weed eater, except that time the weed eater broke, and then you had me and Jesse out there with a pair of scissors.
I think I mowed the yard once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I mowed once.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where you were, but I vaguely remember. The push mower. Not the riding one.
Yeah, the only time I got to ride the riding one was when, I think Daddy wasn't even there. And he had taken the blades off to work on it. So we just took it around the backyard riding it around.
We were poor and needed entertainment.
Yeah. I want a lot more to ride around.
I remember mowing the yard with the riding lawnmower when we lived in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had that lot beside us.
I think it was before we had the push one.
Yeah.
Also, because I remember using the riding lawnmower. And then, like, I don't know, but, like, when we got into the other house, the brick house,
mm-hmm.
It's like my riding lawnmower privileges were revoked and I had to use a push lawnmower.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of dumb. We had that riding one.
Right. The yard wasn't that big either.
No. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. No. I mean, going up and down that hill towards like the shop in the back.
Yeah,
that was a little rough. Right. Just coming back up the hill.
You know, it's hard for me to remember the backyard without the shop because I know we helped Daddy build it. I tell Kevin, too, that we helped, and he doesn't believe me.
Well, we totally helped.
We did. We wrote our names in it. We had our own, like, little – remember he got us our own work belt things?
Work belt?
Yeah. Do you remember those?
What, tool belts?
Yeah, the tool belt. You remember that? The work belt thing?
Our work belts for holding the, you know, the work helpers.
I hate it whenever I'm on a client call and I forget, you know, a normal word like that too.
I got my wife good the other day. My wife slipped up and she's talking about getting a raise at the place she's working at now. Uh-huh. She's like, "Yeah, I'm a real hard worker, and you know, I got, you know, perfect on timeness." And I just looked at her, and she wouldn't look at me. And I looked away, and then we started talking about something else. And then, so every once in a while now, I'll just bring it up. I'll be like, "Well, you know," and she's like, "Don't say it." I was like, "You do have perfect on timeness." She's like, "I couldn't think of the word punctual." I was like, "What's not more professional when you talk about, you know, on timeness?" Because then she's talking the other day about having to sit down like with her boss about stuff. And they do like, you know, I think it's like the review or whatever, where they sit down and talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I got her to. I was like, "All right, well, make sure, you know, and just, you know, point out that you're, you know, you're doing really good. You're working really hard." And she said, "Don't you do it." I thought, what?
Perfect on timeness. It'd be funny if she sat down with her boss and he's like going over everything and he says.
And he says?
Yeah.
Like flipping through the papers, like, "Oh, yeah, see here, you haven't missed a day. You got perfect on timeness."
And then she's confused.
And then she's like, "Oh, wait a minute." So that's a new one now. It's perfect on timeness.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to use it. So, are y'all, have y'all thought about, oh, never mind. You already answered that. About the camping, where y'all going to go camping?
Oh.
Yeah, but, well, you already said.
Yeah,
you
once don't again, no. No, we just been getting like gear and stuff. We got the tent and made sure we went to some outdoorsy place. I can't remember the name of it. But we went there and picked up a bunch of stuff, ordered some stuff online, made sure we got all the stuff we need for, you know, campfires, making coffee.
Oh yeah.
Cause she's a big coffee drinker, and I mean, I'm an okay coffee drinker.
Right.
I'm not like huge on it, but I'll like have like maybe a little cup.
Yeah.
So we got all the stuff for that. We got I think it's called a percolator.
Oh yeah, it's time for a percolator.
that's what we got.
Nice.
And some other audience stuff. We got a big tent and
astronaut food.
A bunch of little stuff. No, not astronaut food. We're not gonna be in space.
I saw they were selling that at in the camping section of Walmart.
Astronaut food?
Yeah.
Oh. It's really. Do you think they're selling camping food at NASA?
Some marshmallows and some cream crackers.
Yeah, like kind of switch it up a little bit.
Maybe.
Up in space having s'mores.
Some of the stuff that I was like, ew, like biscuits and gravy.
Well.
Yeah.
Would we like just add water to it or something? Like just freeze dried stuff?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, what I got. I actually got this from the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., so it is certified astronaut food. I got ice cream, and it was the Neapolitan, you know, the strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. Mm. And you just eat it. Like, you don't add anything to it. You just eat it.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Mm. Tastes like ice cream that was dry.
Well, we're thinking about, like, we watched, I love watching YouTube tutorials and stuff.
Oh, yeah, me too.
My wife gets on me about it. She's like, "I can't sit there and watch YouTube videos like you do." I was like, "You learn stuff." I was like, "This is, like, informative stuff."
Right, yeah.
Like, I watch YouTube videos to, you know, learn new things. And I got her to watched some with me about like camping hacks. Like, you know, people show you like cool things you can do for camping. Mm-hmm. One of them we saw was to go ahead and like not make your eggs, but, you know, crack them and then beat them until, like, you know, you're about to ready to scramble them. And then just pour them in like a bottle.
Oh.
And then take them with you. And then you can cook eggs over the campfire. And I was like, oh, we're totally going to do that. And then she made a little toilet paper dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
They saw like putting it like in a plastic container, taking out the center cylinder, the little cardboard thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then cutting the top and the lid. And then it's a little toilet paper dispenser that keeps your toilet paper clean. And
nice.
And then a really good one we saw was we just picked up a big one of those big bottles of apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
And once we drink that, you take one of those big bottles and you fill it with water and freeze it. You don't fill it all the way up, of course, because when it freezes, it expands. But you fill it up with water, freeze it, and then you put it in the cooler to keep all this stuff cold in your cooler.
Oh.
So then there's no worrying about ice in your cooler, it melting and then draining it out. And then once that actually melts down, you can just drink that water in it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. Are y'all going to like go fishing and catch fish to eat?
Oh, yeah. We talked about going somewhere camping where we can actually go fishing.
Yeah.
So we want to do that as well.
I would suggest, it's in Virginia, though, so it's kind of far from y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Fairystone Park.
Is it Fairystone Park?
Yes, Fairystone Park.
Oh.
Yeah, they have a lake. They have camping area. They actually have, like, cabins and stuff, too, if you wanted to rent something like that. But they do have a place where you can, you know, set up camp. And they also have, like, little boats and stuff that you can rent if you wanted to go out on the water.
That sounds interesting. I don't think I've ever been actually fishing off of a boat. Like, I've been on boats before, and I've been fishing, but never together.
I have with Daddy whenever one of his friends had a boat and we would go fishing. I actually think it might have been Uncle Tommy.
Uncle Tommy? Tommy.
Sorry, I forgot. Uncle Tommy.
Uncle Tommy.
One time I went fishing with Daddy and one of his friends, and the dude knocked his tackle box off the boat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And we just watched it sink.
Yeah, we talked about it this past weekend when we went to go pick up supplies. We're going out this weekend to get our fishing license and stuff and look at fishing poles. And we looked at some tackle boxes, but we don't like the new ones. Like, we want an old looking one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe like get like a metal one that looks old looking, and then we'll just, you know, old up over time.
Right. Yeah. You going to get you the hat with the hooks on it?
No, probably not. I mean, I got like, you know, already like a couple, I wouldn't say like cowboy hats, but like they're pretty good hats.
Yeah.
Like, one's like a brown mesh one, and I have a camo one.
Oh.
So maybe. I got some pretty good hats for like sun protection and stuff.
Yeah, y'all still need to take some sunscreen though.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Y'all pretty white.
Yes, we are. So white.
I thought about taking the kids camping, but I want to wait until KJ's older, just because I don't think he would do so good.
Yeah.
Might take the older kids and let like mama watch Vera and KJ or something, but they wouldn't be allowed to take their electronics. And I don't know if they would whine the whole time or not.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing about camping in itself. I remember we were watching those tutorial videos on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
of just like hacks and stuff. And like, we watched videos on, you know, some of the essentials that people I like to bring camping with them.
Right.
Because sometimes, you know, wherever, you know, you see someone say, yeah, I always bring this. It's like, oh, we would never thought of that. So that's why I was watching those videos.
Yeah.
I watched this one of this woman sitting there. She's like, yeah, I like to, you know, I go camping. I make sure that I bring some good low lighting and stuff like that. And I got to make sure, you know, I have my e-reader and stuff like that. And I was like, I immediately like stopped the video. And my wife was like, what? I was like, she said e-reader. I was like, I'm already done with this bitch.
Yeah. No, that's not camping.
It's not camping.
No, if you want to read something, bring a damn book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just, you know, you're just going to go camping and sit in the tent and read. You can do that at home.
Well, you know, if we went camping, I would have to have my cell phone just because my mom would have the younger kids. So if she needed me, but yeah. I wouldn't be on it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, by all means, like, we're going to have our cell phones on us and everything, too. I mean, you know, for emergencies and whatnot.
Right.
We're not going to be just sitting in the tent all day, you know, checking Facebook and Twitter and watching YouTube videos of the great outdoors when it's, like, right there all around us.
Exactly. Yeah. What are you going to do if you see a bear or a bear tries to get you?
Well, we actually watched The Edge the other day so that we could, you know, re-up on
be
on
prepared. This. Yeah. You need to take somebody as bait. That's what I get from The Edge.
Yeah. You need to take some, they got to be eating somebody so we can run.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, there's no grizzlies around here, so you don't have to worry about that. But there are, you know, black bears. Mm-hmm. And usually they're more scared of you unless you got some food they want and then they're going to come for you.
Well, we talked about looking for like those cans of like bear mace and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'd probably wrestle it.
Well, if you go to Fairystone Park, it's not near the mountain, so the chances of a bear coming up on you are pretty slim.
Yeah, you got to make sure, too, is you got to keep all food covered.
Yeah.
Can't be hanging up any bloody cloths up in the trees. I learned that from The Edge as well. What's the scent of blood in the air?
I just see Crystal accidentally hanging her bloody cloth, and you're like, what the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm just letting this dry. Have you learned nothing?
I know. She loves The Edge also. She's probably one of the first ones to point that out. Yeah. There's blood in the air.
I told you Kevin had never seen it before, so I made him watch it.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
It's a very good movie. We watched it when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember how old we were when it came out, but...
It came out in 97.
Oh, so I wasn't too young. I was 12. And you were 11.
No, I was only 11.
Oh, I watched that the other day, too.
Brother Wild. Yeah,
I love that. That's my favorite part. Well, I'll only be 82. He's the funniest one on there. I also like it at the beginning when they're fighting over who's in charge, and he says, well, I'm with you fellas.
Turned Pete into a horny toad.
Nah, I never was no toad.
But you also wants to, we're going to watch a bunch of scary camping movies.
Why?
Just because we want to be... Like, I mean, I guess we wanted to be spooky.
So you want to go camping and be scared the whole time?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep. We're going to take our dog with us.
So if y'all get lost, then the dog will eat y'all to live.
Or the reverse.
Ooh. Puppy meat.
It's like emergency rations.
I wonder what dog does taste like.
And Kramer's big. He could beat us for a while. So, but we just want to, you know, take him out and do stuff with him. We took him on a trail close to our home here not too long ago. And it's a pretty nice trail. You know, real outdoorsy, a lot of dirt trails. It's got runs along next to a river. And then you actually go down to the river. Mm-hmm. And I got Crystal to take her shoes and socks off and actually get in the water with Kramer, because at first he didn't want to get in. When he was a puppy, we took him there before. When he's a puppy, he just dove right in. Now that he's older, I think he's getting a little more picky, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, it's wet.
It's not bad.
So we're just looking to do more stuff with him, like taking him camping with us and whatnot. And because he does real good, like when he's on the trail, you know, care about the people and the other animals and stuff like that, people walking, so he does real good with that.
Oh, that's good. So he's usually friendly to other people, like strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's definitely not like Spike. I couldn't take Spike well on that trail.
Oh my god, I couldn't take Rusty.
Yeah,
he just hates strangers.
Yeah, that's how Spikey Boy was.
You know, I think it's because they were rescue dogs. and they are protective over the people that rescued them. They don't want anybody to take that away from them.
Well, Kramer kind of was. We picked him up from a shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's just a better dog.
he's just goofy and loves people.
Yeah. Wait, have you had him around people from the beginning, I guess?
Yeah, well, we try not to because he's too goofy. And when people get around, he starts trying to, like, he doesn't know how to take lovin's. Like, it's one of those dogs that gets too excited and he's just, like, bursting with energy.
Oh, so
he's, like, throwing his body up against people and going around circles and going in and out between your legs and stuff like that. And then if you sit down, he tries to climb on top of you. And he's a big dog.
He thinks he's a little dog.
He thinks he's a little dog, but he's a ginormous dog. Because he's, like, mixed with, like, Great Danes. So he's a big boy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is big.
Mm. We brought him up to our dad's not too long ago. And my dad told someone, he's like, yeah, Bubba brought his cow.
I thought about bringing Rusty, but he just does not do good with people. And the dog that Daddy's got, Rusty would try to attack him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hates other male dogs. Like, hates them. But he loves the ladies.
Yeah. Kramer got to meet Bud, our dad's dog, before he passed away.
Yeah.
Bud didn't like Kramer too much, though. Kramer got a little too friendly with him, trying to sniff his junk.
Oh, no. Yeah. I miss old Bud. He was a good dog.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when him was with just a little puppy. Do you know how he died?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. No. He had... Oh, God, what did he have? He had this cough going on, and they took him to the vet. I can't remember what he had, but there was something wrong with him, though.
Was it cancer?
I want to say, I think it might have been cancer. I'm not sure.
You know, it's funny, Blitz. Do you remember my dog, Blitz?
I do remember. I remember Blitz very well. He was a very friendly dog.
He liked you.
Liked me a little too much.
But he was a white, like, American... bulldog boxer mix, and he was huge, but they said the white ones are more prone to getting cancer, and Bud was a white dog, and that's the exact same thing that happened with him. He had a cough and he was like coughing up blood, and then when we took him to the vet, the cancer had already spread and he was just too far gone. Yeah, and it sucks though, because I guess once they get that cough, it's too far.
Yeah.
And you don't know.
No, no, until they get the call.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, him was a good dog.
Oh, so was, I mean, Spiky Boy, even though he hated strangers, he was good with other animals and kids and stuff like that.
Yeah. He was camera shy.
He was camera shy. I remember watching that video where you were recording him. And he kept turning his back and looking over his shoulder and then turning away.
Yeah. He didn't like it. Mm-mm. Oh yeah, that's my favorite video of him. I've got pictures of him with the boys too. He was good with the boys.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm. Once I think he calmed I remember down. That
picture of them on the bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet Spiky Boy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes, you know, I do like when they're protective too.
Yeah.
Like I do try to egg on our current dog, Kramer. I try to egg him off. We hear a noise. You know, I do the whole, you know, what was that noise? And he'll start barking.
Well, that's, yeah. I think Rusty is like that, but if somebody broke in and he attacked them, like, they could kill him pretty easily because he's a dachshund. But he would try. And we would know. We would know somebody was in here that wasn't supposed to be, you know.
That's the thing I worry about is Kramer is a big dog. He's got a nice sounding bark to him when he hears something.
Mm-hmm.
But he is kind of a bitch.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's quite the weenie. We took him outside. I took him outside not too long ago, and they're doing some work on the house next to us.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really pay attention. I was going to walk around back so he can use the bathroom. I took him outside, and all of a sudden he turned tail and just took off running back to the house. I grabbed him real quick, and because he's about to slip his collar. I was like, what are you doing? His tail's between his legs. He's trying to pull me back to the door. And I look over, and there's just one guy on a ladder, like, fixing a window with his back to us.
Oh,
I tried to take him around the house again. He does it again. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, come on.
Well, I mean, he's on a ladder, so maybe he just looks super tall.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a running joke that they did work on the house, two houses down from us not too long ago. They were working on the roof.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, that scared the shit out of them. Seeing people on the roof, we call them the roof people now. We're like, oh, you get scared, and we go, oh, the roof people going to get you.
Poor baby.
Mm-hmm. So he is. He's a big weenie. he saw a deer across the road not too long ago. I was walking him one night. I was bringing him back in. He looked across the road. He started doing his head like side to side, trying to get a better look. I looked over there and I saw a deer through the trees. And he started did like this little, you know, growl huff, like,
oh,
brruh,
brruh. Yeah.
I said, yeah, it's just a deer. And we turned and started walking aside, and the deer took off. And you hear like the leaves and sticks and stuff.
Yeah.
And as soon as he heard that, he tucked his tail and shot forward like, like it was good, like it was coming to get him or something. I was like, get in the house, you big weenie.
Oh, yeah. He needs to hang out with Rusty. Rusty will toughen him up. Yeah.
He needs something. Hopefully his camping is going to get him in touch with nature. I told him, I was like, maybe he's going to, you know, get to his roots, you know, his wolf roots.
God. Yeah. Oh, man. I had a dream last night and there were wolves in it. Like, you said that and it made me think about my dream.
Yeah? What happened with the wolves?
They were in town and I was like, what are wolves doing in the city? And yeah, they were chasing us and we were in a horse and carriage, of course.
Whoa, wait, what?
Yeah. But we were in town and it was like present day, but we were in a horse and carriage and wolves were chasing us.
All right, so this is probably something you need to look up then, because I totally had a dream and this has been a long time ago. But this is a dream that stuck with me because it was really vivid. But I was in a horse and carriage, but I was driving it. Were you driving or were you just riding?
I can't remember. I just remember like feeling like we got to hurry up because the wolves are chasing us.
I was driving the horse and carriage and we were somewhere in the woods on a trail and it was very creepy. It was like, you know, a big enough road for the horse and wagon and stuff. But we were in a hurry because a storm was coming. It was all dark and creepy looking. And the thing that really stuck me, like the dream was longer, but what really stuck with me is as soon as I turned like around this curve, I looked to my right and there's this big flash of lightning. And when the lightning hits and like the flash clears, there's a wolf is just there next to me running along the carriage, like looking at me, like we're just looking like eye to eye to each other. And we're creepy. Like both moving at the same speed.
Okay.
And there was like, it felt like this long period of where we were just like side by side looking at each other. But it wasn't scary though. Like this is like kind of a weird dream that I have before where I've run into like wild animals, but I wasn't afraid of the animals. Cause I had another dream like that where I was in the woods. And I want to say it was like a forest fire or something like that. There was like a fire or something.
Right. Yeah.
And I was running. And as I was running, this huge bear comes out and it was like running along next with me. And at first it scared me, but when I looked in the bear's like eye, the bear was looking at me and I was looking at the bear, and it was like this weird kind of like knowledge of, hey, we're just both trying to get away from this fire. We're not really, you know, he doesn't want anything to do with me. I don't want nothing to do with him. And so me and this bear are just running through the woods away from the fire.
Huh. Wow. Maybe it's just because we played too much Red Dead.
Probably. Maybe it is too much Red Dead.
Because I'm like looking
horse
up.
Horse and carriage and wolves.
Yeah. I looked up, what does the wolf mean in your dream?
Mm-hmm.
So it says, to dream of wolves indicates that your emotions or feelings have been challenged. If you are chased by a wolf or a pack of wolves, this indicates you may suffer some depression in the future. But then it goes on to like contradict that and say it could mean this and it could mean that. The wolf in dreams can indicate that you feel included in life, as the wolves are clever and know how to survive and work together in packs. I think it's just because
they're grasping at straws here.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know,
because I think when you dream about wolves it means you're hungry, like a wolf would be hungry.
I did wake up and I was hungry. Oh, yeah, I think that's got to be it.
Yeah, Scott, we solved it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought that was crazy. The whole horse and carriage and then the wolves.
Right. That is weird. Mm-hmm. But see, mine was like present day. Like there were cars and everything, but I was in a horse and carriage.
I mean, it was present day for me too. It wasn't like in like the Wild West. Like it was still just present day. But for some reason, I was on a horse and carriage instead of like in a car.
You know what? I think it means me and you've got to buy a horse and carriage.
I think it's probably what it means. Or we were just reliving and like meshing together past lives.
Oh.
So maybe we were siblings in past lives and we had an experience on a horse and carriage with wolves.
Maybe.
Which is what explains why we're so good at Red Dead, because we actually used to be cowboys and cowgirl.
Oh. That's got to be it. Mm-hmm. We've got to figure it out.
There you go. If you dream about being on a horse carriage and wolves are there, you were probably a cowboy in your past life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's no other explanation, really.
No, really not.
Well, I have dreams about places, and it's the same place. Like, I have at least 5 or 6 different places that I'll dream about, and I've never been to, like, while I was awake, but in my dreams it's the same like setting. And I do have dreams about like houses I used to live in, but these are like an area, either like a city or a town, or it's a house or something where I've never been, but it keeps showing up in my dreams. So I'm thinking maybe it's a past life, or maybe I'm dreaming about the future. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know.
It's possible.
So,
because I've had dreams like that too, where you've been places where, you know, I don't know where that place is. I don't know where that house is. I don't know where, you know, that spot in the woods is. I've never been to a place like that. Also people, you know, when people are in your dreams, you know, you tell people about your dreams, it's like, yeah, it was me and this other person. I don't even know who they were, but we were doing this and this, but yeah. Like you knew them in your dream.
Yeah. Oh,
and yeah. They knew you.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you explain that?
I don't know.
You can't.
past life yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I've got to start work. Boo.
Everybody say, well, I got about time for me to hit the trail. I got mosey on. I'm like, oh, you got a girl.
When are you gonna I know you said you were gonna make that when we played Red Dead the other day, and I kind of flew over you guys off my horse. Mm-hmm. You said you were gonna make that a clip.
I'm totally gonna make that a clip. That was hilarious.
If y'all want to watch us play Red Dead, then where do they go, Brooks?
Oh, they go to twitch.tv/phantomfox4.
yep, because we some bad mama jammas.
I'll probably end up, I'm off work tomorrow, so I'll probably end up doing a stream tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Some more Red Dead. I've been hooked on Red Dead pretty hardcore here lately.
Yeah, I know. You're like way up in your level.
I know. It's all the stuff they've added. We stepped away from the game for so long, and then when I came back to check it out, I was like, look at all this new stuff I can do.
Yeah. I need to play some Sea of Thieves.
Oh, yeah. We do need to do some Sea of Thieves soon also. They have a lot of new stuff too.
And if there's anything you guys want to watch Brooks or me and Brooks play, then let us know. Leave us a message.
Yeah. If you have any good game recommendations, like, hey, I would love to see them to play this game. I actually think there's a game that we could probably play where it's legit a 2-player game where it's 2 prisoners and you have to escape the prison together.
Ooh.
So I think that'd be, yeah, that'd probably be something we can do. We could escape prison together. I think that'd be hilarious. Let's try and figure out how to escape prison.
Yeah, I think so. I still need to play that one game that Crystal likes.
The Dead by Daylight?
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves that game.
I haven't played it yet.
She likes it because it has a lot of scary, like, jump scare moments because the killer you're running from is an actual player.
Yeah, and Cooper likes to be the killer, like, when he plays.
Mm-hmm.
But almost every time he gets mean messages, you know? Wow. And I'm like, if somebody sends you a message after you play that game, don't even open it. Just delete it. Don't read it. Because they're just jealous because you're so awesome at it.
What does it, like, affect them? Does it, like, you know, like, oh, man, they sent me a message?
No, he thinks it's funny, but some of this stuff is mean, and I don't want him reading it because I don't know if it affects him or not. But
well, if he's anything like me, and he's a lot like me,
yeah,
then it probably doesn't, because that's almost it. Almost lets you know if you get we call it getting hate mail. If you get hate mail in the game, that means you're doing a really good job.
Oh, well, if, then yeah, maybe if he doesn't like
get,
it.
if you're good enough to get people so upset that they have to pull up your profile and send you a message, then you're doing really good.
Yeah.
And so we get excited. Like, I'll be on stream, and all of a sudden, like, oh, my God, they sent me a message. What did it say? What did it say? What is it? Let me say.
But it's like when Cobra got that message.
Exactly.
What did they say to him?
That you need a group to,
To
fight or something like that. Which even if it was just me and Cobra, he would have done the same thing. If it was just me and him.
Yeah.
He's always done something like that. He's like, hey, he tells me all the time, he goes, hey, man, there's a player over there.
I called him Murderous Cobra. Yeah.
So he's always getting into some trouble.
Yeah, he's the reason why we had to run from the lawmen, right? We had to go in the river.
Yeah, we all bailed out the saloon and ran to that river.
Yeah.
And then floated down like a bunch of river rats. That might be a good little clip, too, because that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because as I was following you, you were in front of me in the river, and I was behind you. And as soon as we hit the shore, I turned back, and you could just see one person trickling in down that little waterfall one at a time. Yeah. So.
And I saw that some random person was in the water. I was like, who was that?
You just bailed with the safety in numbers.
Yeah. fun times. All right. Take us out.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Feel free to leave us a message. Like and subscribe.
and review.
And review.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your friends. Tell your mama. Tell your mama's friends. And y'all come on back now. You hear? Thank you.